evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Friday Night Live Show 3-4-2022. Oh, yeah. Things are starting to get wild now. I'm going to start out right out of the box about something that's quite kind of interesting, but most people are not aware of. WWB, which is a broadcasting of basically the atomic time clock, which has relays all over the world broadcasting it, that is utilized by the U.S. military and probably NATO and others, all right, in NATO. That is utilized to synchronize the signal and the receiver. In other words, the broadcasting and then the receiving of the signal have to be synchronized via the atomic clock or the WWB signal to make it possible for them to be received and interpreted, particularly the digital, the crypto stuff, the multiplex signals, the satellite signals, all of the stuff that the military, oh yeah, smart boys, but it depends upon the radio or the receiver and the transmitter to be synced up in terms of timing. This is not like more power 1952 or 1949, 10 jillion volts of, 10 jillion watts, Voice of America, boom it out all over the planet, and you can tune it in, all right? That's the old HF comms, all right? But this digital stuff and all of the high resolution, the high rec, the high resolution video, all of this crap is being messed with and is being jammed and interfered with most likely by Russia. But now this would be being picked up in Europe, being picked up in U.S. and different places. But there are these relays all over the world broadcasting the exact time clock signal so that all of our digital radios and all the stuff can pick it up and synchronize their watches, so to speak. And it works just fine until you go to war and then somebody like the Russians or the Chinese decide to interrupt your deal. I guess we need a do-over. Oh boy, maybe we can do a do-over. Well, I'm going to tell you what, you better get some Indians and Harley Davidsons and some Kawasaki's and all kind of stuff behind us. You better get couriers and you better get guys who can go back to CW and get on a key and do Morse code. You better get somebody, a semaphore and smoke signals, okay? Because I'm going to tell you what. They take out our satellites, it's Jack Doodley Squat, ain't it? Because I don't know of anybody who knows, even hardly in the military, who knows the Morse code anymore. I don't know it, but I know a lot of people who do know it. Now, what does that mean? Well, who cares about that, Hawk? Well, that means our military can't communicate properly with each other. And there's interference in the same. And you know what it goes back to? Remember, partially, it goes back to the time of even Clinton and Obama. They wanted to take down all the WWB relays and stuff all over the world because you don't need all of that. We've got the satellites. Yeah, but that's the time. That is the weak point. So why does the military not have backup communications properly and have people trained properly all up and down throughout the chain of command? And why don't they have that ready to go if the digital ain't going to work because the synchronization doesn't work? And isn't that interesting also that it was allegedly President Barack Hussein Obama, the Joker Tut Lizard, who gave, after he allegedly hired over a battalion or more of Russian Spetsnaz, Special Forces troops, to come to the United States and they were involved in training at Fort Carson, Colorado. And they also, then they had them participate in drills to where the Spetsnaz, the Russian Special Forces, in the drill scenario, I'm going to emphasize this again. I've told you this about five times now in the last month. The drill scenario was that Christian patriot U.S. military veterans who were for the Bill of Rights and the Second Amendment had taken over Cheyenne Mountain and the Denver Airport in the underground, and they were controlling it all. And so Obama and his drill utilized the Russian Spetsnaz to attack Cheyenne Mountain and to attack the Denver Airport to kill the dreaded U.S. American military veterans who were Christians and Second Amendment and Bill of Rights advocates. Oh, those dastardly people. So those Spetsnaz are still here. We're still looking for them. I've been telling you about it since the beginning. And they're still here, and we're still looking for them. And some of them have got suitcase nukes, I guarantee you. Because there's a whole lot of interest now in dams. In dams. And then apparently, I guess, on Hal Turner last night on his radio, I guess somebody called in a retired military doctor, lives down in the Ozarks, somewhere near the White River or something down in there, said that the feds have been going through the town and through the area and letting people know to prepare and to get straight, because there's rumors, there's the possibility that somebody is working to blow a dam upriver from them and to flood them all out and wash them down the river. Well, that's exactly what we've been trying to tell you about the Tennessee Valley Authority, about the Great Lakes, the St. Lawrence Seaway, all of the different places, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, the fertilizer plant, all of the different in Louisiana, in between Baton Rouge and New Orleans. You see, they had the refinery that blew. All of the stuff that blew in the last few years in Houston and all throughout, you know, Texas and everywhere. This stuff is going to start to go up like Grant took Richmond, or like the Yankees got outrun at Bull Run. You know what I'm saying? I have allegiances on both sides. Don't worry about it. The time clock thing, the WWV, is an important deal. But remember when Obama hired Spetsnaz? And Brother Quayle got word of it. I got word of it separately. They did hire a large portion. We've told you about that for years. They're paid through the black budget. Okay? Most of them have brand new pick-em-up trucks. In Indiana, I believe that somebody even had a problem where the Russians probably shot a couple of their friends, okay, on hunting accident deals. All right? So the thing is that when Obama did that, he gave over 1,500 brand-new, state-of-the-art U.S. military radios with all of the protocols and codes for the U.S. and for NATO. So the Russians have all the NATO codes and are listening in on every single thing that's being talked about in all of the different places. So now they would also understand how important it was that the radios be synchronized, you know, with the atomic clock or with the WWV broadcast of the correct time. And that is what, if they're off more than a second, or even maybe even at a second, nobody's going to get to receive the message. It won't go through. They won't get it. Oh, well, I guess you'll just have to unidir unless otherwise directed. I'm just going to go. And if somebody over there had a head on straight, they would let one of the Ukrainians commandeer an A-10 or two and just fly them low and slow, fully loaded, and go take that entire dadgum column of Russian tanks and crap out. All right? And I know that you say, everybody's worrying about Putin, and I understand that. But we got in the mess because we did not project strength. If Trump was president, he would not be playing this game. This is the New World Order under Lucifer, being directed by Lucifer himself to have the Gog-Magog War, which then turns into a big thing, you see, on a world scale. And Brother Quayle and I talked about this back in 2004. Steve had me on as a guest before I ever came on and did a show. And he said, Hawk, you've been emailing me this. We've been talking about this, all of how you think it's going to go in the Gog-Magog War. And we went around the world, and we went to every country and talked about everything. Almost all of it that we discussed that is happening now, okay? And wait till Taiwan. Wait till Red China goes for Taiwan. But you see, they're trying to get the United States or the NATO engaged with Putin, all right? But then how much trouble do you think Red China Joe is going to give to China? I mean, Taiwan is not a NATO country either, is it? Huh? Taiwan's not a NATO country, is it? Huh? So, I mean, what's that got to do with it, right? Oh, well, Red China Joe allegedly got $1.45 billion through his son Hunter, all right? And then he also got recently this year, according to Peter Schweitzer, caught red-handed, or whatever his book is called, Red-Handed or whatever, which tells you all the money that the Chinese are giving to all the Congress people and to the president's son, and I guess they got $31 million this year. So, at the same time, I guess it's all Trump's fault, right? Because he didn't appease it. Well, he didn't do this, didn't do that. Oh, yeah, that's just great. We were energy independent. We had everything rolling. Then, Fauci's crew, which along with the financing of the Wuhan Red Chinese scientists and others, ones in, I guess, North Carolina, somewhere down there, and different places, they created the COVID. Well, and then Dr. Mikovits, she said that Fauci's probably allegedly created at least 3 pandemics. SARS-1, SARS-CoV-19, now the variants. Was he involved in back in those days with when Congress approved creating some kind of a thing that became HIV or AIDS? Well, Dr. Len Horowitz in his book Emerging Viruses documents that pretty well. Dr. Leonard Horowitz, Emerging Viruses, nice guy. Good man. His mother was the one in the famous picture in World War II, the little Jewish woman who was down on the cobblestone street, and the Nazi SS stormtrooper officer had his boot right on her back or on her neck. She was in that picture. And then she died of the swine flu vaccine, allegedly. And my mom had a problem with that too and almost died back in the 70s. And she got Guillain-Barré syndrome from that vaccine. So Dr. Leonard Horowitz knows what he's talking about personally as well. So tonight we got all kind of stuff going on. We got Stratotankers running up and down on racetracks. They're probably using tankers even to spot potential trouble because they're rolling right along by the Coulee Dam, okay? By the Grand Coulee. Feds down in the Ozarks are saying, hey, we're talking and hearing about the possibility of saboteurs to dams upriver, all right? And there's a few of them in those areas, in the Ozarks. This thing is going to be like you won't believe it. You're going to have, you go to stevequayle.com, where many of you are at. You go to stevequayle.com, where many of you are already at. And you can look at the stories about the cyber attacks. Well, I'm going to tell you, I think it's going to be more than that as well. They're going to do cyber attacks, but I think that Putin will go all the way. He'll use the hypersonics. They use the hypersonics, and for those of you who are listening tonight and you didn't hear it last night, southeast on the, southeast Nebraska on the, I think Tuesday the 1st, southeast Nebraska, Tuesday the 1st, and you have a nice picture, stevequayle.com, photo of the day. 7 a.m. on 3-1, Tuesday 3-1, 2022. It's a Minuteman III being launched from some kind of a rural silo, which would be southeast of Lincoln, south from Omaha, off at Air Force Base. Beatrice and other towns here would be northeast of those. And that's an incredible picture because that's what it is, a Minuteman III test. Well, of course, we weren't supposedly testing any of our nuclear capability. If you look at the picture as well, you see an east to west real fast trajectory up near the top of the atmosphere. I wonder if that's one of those Russian Reaper-type hypersonics zipping by. Don't know. You would not necessarily use the Minuteman as a anti-missile, but it could be that they did that and they launched anyway to show somebody like the Russians they could launch. And the Minuteman III is not nearly as fast as the hypersonics, but it still was a good thing. They probably want to make sure at least that any of our missile silos still worked. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, it's just getting to be, it's getting to be wild weasel time. Now, what is it that you need to do? The first thing you need to do, if you haven't done it, is to pray to Lord Jesus, repent of your sins to Lord Jesus, and ask Him to come into your heart to be your Savior. That's the trick about the best deal in town. That is the trick. Strato tankers, I was telling you about, no call sign on those. Because it's word time. That's why there's no call signs. That's why they turn them off. Word time. But therein lies the rub, doesn't it? And then we still have the red Chinese loony balloon over Hawaii. The loony balloon, the red Chinese loony balloon, is watching all of the U.S. Navy ships sink, pack, blow that damn balloon out of the sky. Use a BB gun if you got to or whatever. Get rid of it. That is not your guys from the Dakotas, from DARPA. It was put up by somebody else and is part of somebody that is utilizing that. Somebody who is traitorous within your own pentagram or within your own government of the United States is using that balloon to transmit the positions, speeds, armament, arrays of all of your vessels, many of which are heading into the South China Sea or are out there ready to go in pretty quick when Red China does go to town on Taiwan. And I know people over there in the Taiwan are trying to help the Taiwanese in the rural areas. They're helping them get prepared and to organize for when the red Chinese come to overrun them. The other thing is, people don't know, we've had U.S. Marines with the Taiwanese on that little island that's in between them and the one of the islands that's right off the coast of Taiwan, in between them and Red China. Been there over a year. So I'm going to tell you what, but they're not a NATO country, are they? I guess Red China Joe just let Taiwan go. Oh, well, Red China Joe, well, that's where all the best chips come from in the world. Best microchips are made in Taiwan. All the top electronics are made there. We don't make them for good-paying union jobs. Don't get in scrap pencil major or dead away. But we darn well should. We darn well should. But that's not what these lefty, loony communists who are giving your country, the United States, over to the Red Chinese and buying oil from the Russians and natural gas in order to help them finance the attack on the Ukraine. They're not going to do anything. They're going to let these people, all they're doing is saying, and I hear all these hairspray-headed men and women on the different news channels. I watch several different ones. And they're talking to the people on their cell phones, you know, talking to them with the Skype or whatever. And the people they're talking to, they say at the end, first of all of the TV reporters say, now just where are you at? Are you safe? Are you inside of a government building or the church? Or, and then the dummies tell them where they're at. Some do, some don't. But they're all being asked the questions because the little lefty producers at all the TV networks are trying to give them the questions so that information can go to the Russians and to the Red Chinese, who are helping the Russians and who want the Russians and the U.S. and NATO to get engaged. So in the midst of that, they go for Taiwan. All right, keep them busy here, go for Taiwan over there, and then it's going to be what they threaten to do. They're going to try to then turn all of our U.S. Navy vessels, our Pacific Fleet, all of our Navy vessels are going to turn into scrap iron, they said. Drop them dead in the water, make them into scrap metal. So then, Mr. Sink Pack Jerk Waters, why don't you go up again with an F-22 or an F? Can't do the F-35. We've got to ground all of them, you know. Because the Russians can nail them and the Chinese have the same stuff because the Russians and them are doing it together. You dummies, go up and blow that dadgum balloon out of the sky. Because that loony balloon was put up by the same company that is a Red Chinese-owned company that used to put up when Google was doing it. Apparently, Google's not doing it. I'm not saying they are. I'm not saying they are. But allegedly, when Google was doing it, the company that put the Google balloons up was a Red Chinese-affiliated off-the-shelf company of their military and intelligence. So that's the one that put the one up over Hawaii that you tried to fake the other day. You were ordered to fake that you shot it down. But it's still up there, and it has, how does it step? It has an ion engine that allows it to stay within a certain pattern, a short pattern, and to stay up. It has the big box below that has got all the sensors, all the cameras, the transmitters, all of the stuff that vacuums up all of the communications from your fleet out there, Sink Pack, that little thing is transmitting all of your positions, all of your radio traffic, all of your stuff, all of your movements, what's on your ships. They're sensing to see what, if you got any weapons of a certain type on this one or that one or the other one. And they're sensing all of that and sending it directly to the guys that pay Joe Biden millions of dollars, according to Peter Schweitzer's book, 31 million, apparently Red China Joe and his son and brother allegedly got $31 million just this year. But in the past, Hunter received $1.45 billion from the Red Chinese banks for him to handle it. Well, we don't know how they handled it because nobody investigates how they handle it. So, SyncPAC, you're going to be moving in there, old boy, steaming in the South China Sea. They're going to already know where you're at. They're going to have the subs out. And do you remember when your old famous admiral, he was on his flagship, one of those old big carriers, I forget which one, back in the, the early 2000s. And he was the guy that said, oh, we must reach out to the Red Chinese and do drills and hands across the water and everybody is so wonderful together, and this is the whole deal. It was one of the admirals. I forget his name. And I remember at the time that the carrier group was going down, you know, somewhere out past Hawaii. And then all of a sudden, out at about 500 to 1,000 yards, somewhere in there, not further than 1,000, up pops up a Red Chinese submarine that had a new rubber coating on its hull. Some kind of a rubber coating that didn't reflect the sonar. It had been laying on the bottom, and 1,000 yards or 800 yards or 750 or whatever, it's out there. And people on the flagship said, oh, my Lord, it's a Red Chinese sub. You guys are getting the same thing done, and you're going to deep six your stuff. They're going to be ready for you when you come in to hit your aircraft, your air cap, with the Russian pulse weapon stuff that's already took out some F-35s. You guys got to get rid of that balloon. I'm telling you, why don't you do it tonight? Why don't you signal to the American people who are listening to this that you understand and that you're a good line commander somewhere out there, and unless otherwise directed, I'm going to take that balloon out tonight. But you just wait till the last minute when you're about 3 minutes out from 50,000 feet or whatever that balloon's at, when you're just sitting, you know, up there and you got it in your sights, say, unless otherwise directed, I'm going to shoot this balloon down. And then fire one, fire two, kaboom. And then when they get the thing back, then you just say, oops, you're too late. I gave you the thing unless otherwise directed. Because I'm going to tell you what, we have a situation where it's getting to be traitors and treason and all of this stuff, and they're worshiping Lucifer the Lightbringer. They ain't worshiping the guy or Godfather in heaven or Lord Jesus. They're worshiping Lucifer. They're in collusion with the elements or the entities that Lucifer will use to be the chastisement and to be what creates the World War III. Ezekiel 38, 39, Revelations, Matthew 24, Luke 21, and they're going to come for you inside the United States too. Whether it be the Russians or probably the Red Chinese or your own NORTHCOM, you see. Oh, yeah. How dare you drive trucks to protest? I remember when the guys took the tractors to D.C. back in Carter's era. Dr. Gene Schroeder and his guys. That was a heck of a deal. They honked them tractor horns and they paraded around the Capitol. In those days, one of the assistants to Peanuts Carter, he sent one of his guys out, a national security advisor, to talk to Dr. Gene Schroeder. Said, what do you want? Dr. Schroeder said, as I recall, and I've talked to him many times over the years and heard him speak, but Dr. Schroeder said, what we want is parity. That's all we want. We want the price of corn, beans, wheat, barley, you know, cattle, pork belly. We want all of that to be matching the inflation rate of the United States, because back then they would artificially were being held down through the use of the grain traders and the, you know, all the stuff in the big grain pits and all the stuff. Said, we want parity. They wanted to be able to cover their costs and make a profit. And they wanted corn to be $4 and corn then was $2. So now we've got the same things imploding on us or exploding on us. We got price of oil over what, $114 a barrel or whatever today? You're going over $4 in a lot of states already, starting to go over $4. It's headed, I think it's headed to $10. If you can even get any, that's where it's headed. So I'm going to tell you, alcohol can be a gas too. T-O-O. Alcohol can be a gas too. I believe the man's name is Bloom. B-L-U-M is the author. And then basically what he's telling you is to how to utilize, and he does it properly, and he tells you how it works. Tells you how it works. How to make high-proof alcohol to mix with a little bit of gas to make the gasohol, you see. Put it in the flex fuel vehicles and run your car from the backwoods. You see what I'm saying? All right. E6 is now covering rivers and dams near Kentucky and Tennessee, along with a lot of other smaller surge planes. Now, that's from another source, you see. They're covering that. The Russians are in here, and they're going to try to blow the power grid to kingdom come. And if they blow the dams and flood your area, don't tell them that the old watchman on the wall, old Crazy Hawk, didn't at least warn you. Now, what can you do? You can ask Lord Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. You can then, knowing that He is with you and you're with Him, if you lose your life, you can have everlasting life with Him in heaven. But you maybe want to read some of these things to your children, to your grandkids. While you still got a little time. And then while you still got a little time, you ought to go out after the program tonight and go to the grocery store. And just don't keep going and hitting your head on the wall saying, well, Walmart's got nothing in it, or this one got... Go to the one, and it doesn't make any difference. Go to the one that's the most expensive grocery store in town. If they've got goods, if they've got canned goods, then pay a little bit extra for them. And you better start getting your chunky soup, Progresso soup. Why does Hawk say that? Because they'll last a long time. They have meat, potatoes, and vegetables in the can with its own broth or its own water in there. Tuna fish. Cans of tuna fish, cans of salmon, cans of chicken breasts, chili, Chef Boyardee, I don't care what it is, just cans of vegetables. The DAC canned hams. You go to Aldi's or somewhere like that, you get those DAC, D-A-K canned hams still. They last quite a while. Spam will last a long time. Heck, Hawaii is still probably eating spam that's left over from World War II. So we got an E6 surveilling and covering the rivers and dams near Kentucky and Tennessee. That's the TVA, baby. And then we got tankers up there doing racetracks. Well, their tankers provide fuel for other planes. So there must be some planes up in that area looking over the Grand Coulee Dam. We then have the thing from apparently the retired military doctor that apparently called in to Hal Turner last night and said that feds were going down and letting people know to watch out because there may be a flood because somebody, there's rumors that there's some saboteurs may take out the dam. And it's not the white supremacists, blah, 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 blah. This is going to be the Russians, the Red Chinese, or their proxies, or Iranians. How many prayer rugs have they found out in the desert in West Texas, you know, or in Arizona coming across, all right? quite a few. So I'm going to tell you what, we still had that whole deal down there south of Tucson. We had the today going back and forth along the coast from the panhandle of Florida all the way out to Texas. You got planes going up and down there. But in America, we're having to utilize aircraft that we normally would not utilize to do certain things. Why? Because we don't have enough of them. Sequestration. Remember sequestration. Old Lightning Lopers. Guy from Wisconsin. The guy who was at one time, Paul, whatever his name was. We gotta get to the episode. Ladies and gentlemen, let me hip you to something. The real debt total obligation of the United States government, when you include the off-the-books items, like pensions for military and pensions for government employees, normally aren't included in all the debt. When you include all of that, the real debt obligation of the United States government or of the corporation, capital U, you know, capital S, capital A, in a sense, they're closer to $220 or $250 trillion, and they will never be paid off, and that's why this Klaus Schwab and all these Davos crew and all of the Luciferians and all of the pedophiles and all of the queers and all the screwballs involved with the Illuminati who work for the fallen angels directly under Lucifer. All of these people, they're the ones that need to be taken out. They're the ones that Red Shadow Joe should say, go get them. But what they're trying to do is to destroy everything, and then they have what the Schwab said, the Great Reset. And then what is part of his book saying where he talks about it, the Great Reset? Listen to me. Put down whatever you're doing and listen close. You hear me out there? I see you at the kitchen table. Don't do it. Listen up. Tell the kids to hush and listen. This Klaus Schwab guy with the Great Reset, he says this, you will own nothing and you'll be happy. Well, I don't think so, Mr. Fancy Pants. And I'm going to tell you what, you go out and you start to get you another can of Progresso or Junkie Soup. You start putting them away. Long-term storage food is always good if you can get it. MREs are about a 4, 5, 6 year deal. So get the long-term storage food. Get a few MREs if you want to take them in your backpack. But you can also take the smaller pieces of Mountain House and other things like that. You can go out to Sam's or Costco or wherever and get the big bags of rice. Now you can't get the wild rice or the basmati or the little one, all that stuff goes bad early. Get the old white rice because I'm going to tell you. You get the white rice, you get some Denny Moore beef stew, you get some Progresso soup, you got this, that, or the other. You got the chow mein, beef chow mein, le choy, or whatever it is. Or if you've got even Spanish, you can make Spanish rice, you know, whatever. But you got the rice, you can put the chunky soup over the top of the rice. And you get you some dandelion greens or poke salad or whatever, or pawpaws or whatever you might have. You got a little extra then, don't you? Or grow something in your garden while you still can, or in a cold frame or in a hut, you know, a greenhouse or a hoop house. Maybe you could grow some hidden in the woods, at the edge of the woods where you still get some sunlight, but it kind of blends in. All right, grow some stuff. Meyer lemon trees, dwarf lime, dwarf apple trees, whatever it is you can do, start doing something. And I'm going to tell you, and I've told you time and time again, nuclear, biological, and chemical gear. Yes, you need to have some kind of expedient shelter, but you've also got to be able to get approvedgasmask.com. Approvedgasmask.com. It's one of the few places I know they're all laid out. They're all brand new. They have all the different types. They've got kits where you get the Tyvek F suit or the protective suit, a gas mask, a filter, gloves, hoodie, the booties, the whole bit. And they have good, better, and best in that. Then they have a whole list of all the top quality, brand new. Don't get the goopy bug head Russian thing from 1947 or something, or all the old stuff with the old filters. No, you got to get brand new filters, 40 millimeter brand new filters, not the cheap stuff from the Gulf War. Those are no good. Do not even use that. They don't work. And then also, those suits from that era do not work. They had tiny pinholes in them, and when they manufactured them, they knew that the mop suits had pinholes in them, and that's why so many people got sick. So go just at least look at it, because also, do you have a dog, you got a cat, you got a minor bird, whatever it is you got, there are pet enclosures that are positive pressure systems to keep them safe during a fallout or during some kind of a nuclear attack. You've got stuff for dog cage, all that kind of stuff. And then are you going to put a big gas mask on a baby? Can't do it. But since World War II or World War I, actually, they've had, and they've been updated, of course, their new baby rangers, let's call them, or smart baby rangers. They're protective things for babies. And then you have protective ones for young kids, children, youth. Then you've got youth masks, let's say, that are smaller. You'll probably get some of those from the Israeli type. But you can get youth masks that will fit somebody who's, 8, 9, 10, 11, that kind of thing. After that, 13, they might be able to wear the regular one. But get what you can get. Understand it. Holly Dale, Dare to Prepare. She's got a lot of information about radiation. No Such Thing as Doomsday by Hoag, H-O-A-G. See if you can get the book and read up on it. Understand it. Crescent Carney, C-R-E-S-S-O-N, K-E-A-R-N-E-Y, Crescent Carney. You can go online, you can say, Crescent Carney, Surviving Nuclear War. Get the 1987 updated edition, and you can download that for free. But while you're doing it, I suggest you get a ream of paper from the Office Depot, get a cheap ream of the copying paper, and print the thing out and put it in a plastic sleeve. A plastic container where you can take it out and read the thing and understand it. You're going to need to know about nuclear war, biological war, and chemical war, NBC. Learn more about it. Brother Quayle has got some dynamite access to good quality radiation detectors. Call Steve Quayle, 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. Tell them Hawk sent you. Yeah, old crazy horse. You better get that buff gun shined up. Get that, put a little spit on that front sight out there, buddy. Yes. The gold standard may be coming back in Russia. Now let's talk about that. I'm glad you brought that up, brother. Because here's the deal. Everybody thinks that the Russians are collapsing, their economy collapsed. First of all, Putin don't care about his people. He'll kill them all if he has to. Doesn't care. But the thing is that Russia, back a few years ago, I forget the exact timing, but they used to have this high interest, bad credit, high interest debt from what they called the Paris Club. which was basically the Rothschilds and the different banks and the European banks and all the ones that still banking families and stuff of the black nobility that are from back to the time of the Romans even, when they provided corn and wheat and stuff to the Roman Empire. So anyway, the real rich people, the Russians paid that high interest, bad credit debt off back in the other oil run-up, back when oil, what didn't it go to, what did it go to? Was it $147 a barrel one time? Short period of time. Back then, they paid off that debt. They have some debt, don't get me wrong, but they don't owe the Illuminati bankers as much money as they once did. They also can ship their oil, natural gas, directly to China through their border. And China will buy it. You think that Red China Joe is going to sanction China? I don't think so. He'd like to get another $31 million, according to Peter Schweitzer's book, Red-Handed. And then Peter Schweitzer's other book, Secret Empires, another good one. And the Clinton Cash and all of that stuff. Deep dives into who in politics has got the big cash and where they get it from. So yes, Russia has basically gotten rid of the tax to allow their people to buy gold without paying a sales tax or value-added tax. Which I think in Europe that value-added tax is maybe 14-15%, something like that. So it's going to allow people to buy gold. Well, a lot of their people can buy it, but others can't. Mostly it's going to be allowing it, allowing the oligarchs to buy more and the red Chinese to buy more. And that is exactly what we're talking about here. Now, gold was up. Let's see what it was right before I came on the air. It's up $36.40 today at $1,972.90. Up $36.40. Still want to go into crypto when the electronic all stuff goes out, the internet goes out, and the web goes out? How are you going to access your, you know, your Dogecoin or whatever, your Bitcoin or whatever? How are you going to access it? Silver, up 59 cents today, $25.73. Now, if the money that was in the crypto or went into it had gone up into gold and silver, you would see this price going zooming even higher. And then when the time comes, you see, when you're really going to want it, there's not going to be, and Brother Quayle, I know, had a comment on an article he put up, stevequayle.com. And if you want to still get some, call Steve, 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840. You want some gold and silver, and if you leave him a message and tell him to call you back, Tyler or Daryl or Steve himself or somebody will call you back, and they'll get you hooked up. But if you don't have all your other preps done, food, water purification, water storage, nuclear biological chemical gear, firearms, thousands of rounds of ammunition, sleeping bags, tents, warm water, warm weather boots, cold weather boots, cold gear, hot gear, all the stuff you're going to need, tools, nails, screws, nuts, bolts, 3/4 inch plywood, 2x4s, whatever it is you think you might need. That is what you need to get, and you need to be methodical about it. So if you don't have your food, your firearms, your nuclear, biological, chemical gear, your water purification system set up, medical supplies, Brother Quayle would tell you, go ahead and do that. And Steve can help you with some of those things, too. High-quality night vision, good quality, high quality radiation detectors. They can hook you up and get you to people that have long-term storage food. Steve used to be one of the largest producers of long-term storage food in the United States. Back years ago, he knows all the other people. But you need to be quick and methodical. Slow is fast, fast is slow, but you need to do it, don't you know? Get you a little extra something. Even if you got a family of three or four, get four cans of chunky soup. That's four more days of rations for them, and that's to the good foot. And then pray to Lord Jesus, Lord, where is it that I can have true sanctuary with you? Or, Lord, do you want me to stay where I'm at? And then say, Lord, I'm going to listen for the answer. Please tell me quick. Some people want to go somewhere, and the Lord may say, no, stay right where you're at. Get ready to fight. Get ready to defend your property, because I'll protect you wherever you may be. And understand, if you're with Lord Jesus and he's with you, you repent of your sins and ask him to be your Savior. That if you're to lose your life in a nuclear exchange or fighting somebody coming down your old road out in the country or down your street to take your house or to grab your children or your wife or your husband. Of course, a lot of husbands, you should just, ladies, you can let them go on. Let them take them. In some cases, if you don't have one that's not doing right with you on the preparations. A lot of women are the preppers out there. Many people don't know that. A lot of women are the prep people in the homes. But let's see if we can preclude all of that, because, you know, if you can stand in the gap against the evil. But if you are to lose your life, you can have everlasting life with Lord Jesus in heaven. That's the best deal in heaven. That is what the thing is all about. Because if you go to heaven, you got no more problems, no more travail. And I'm not saying you should go to heaven and welcome that, but I'm telling you, stand in the gap on behalf of the Lord against evil. Protect your home, protect your family. I hope you would want to keep old Hawk in the game, striking blows against the Lucys. Anything is most needed and most welcome. Be Federal Reserve notes, bit of silver, bit of gold, or a check, send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. Thank you to everybody who has given something over the years and helped to sustain me. Working for Lord Jesus for the last 17-plus years. Now, I'm going to tell you, this thing where they're jamming the communications, that's big time. I also heard that, the anonymous hackers were going after Joe Biden's satellite. Well, suppose they just knock out all the satellites. What are we going to do then? You're going to have TV or anything. I'm going to tell you, get your handheld radios and get them into the garbage can, the galvanized garbage can with a tight galvanized lid. Anything you want to protect from the EMP. And we had that deal in southeast Nebraska. Go up in Steve Quayle's picture of the day, photo of the day. Was that one of those Russian hypersonics going across? Did they shoot that up just to test it, or was it a real deal? But I'm going to tell you, it is a Minuteman III. It did come from that area southeast of Lincoln, south of Omaha, Offutt, northeast of Beatrice, and all of that. And that's where it came from, in some old silo over there. So the game's afoot. We still got all kind of people searching all over for Russians, for Red Chinese, in the Great Lakes. Kentucky, Tennessee, down in the Ozarks. Y'all be watching for them. All them old boys down in the crossroads of Texas. Y'all got a lot of train tracks going back and forth between oil and tanker farms and natural gas lines and pipelines and propane companies, fertilizer companies, ammonia companies, refineries, all that stuff. Y'all better put another watch on tonight. Spend a little bit extra. Give some of the guys some of the old, extra pay, you know, overtime. Because you need to be looking for it. Because the spooky, dooky saboteurs of the Russians, the Red Chinese, the Iranians, the South Koreans, and whoever are out there. Plus some that probably work for the U.S. federal government. They probably work for Mayorkas or for the CIA or whoever. Somebody who worships Lucifer the Lightbringer who wants to bring the United States down and to meld it into the New World Order. Well, don't you listen to all of that. You stick with the Lord Jesus. He'll stick with you. You stand on up. You sharpen your K-bars and load your mags. And if you got bayonets, put a bayonet on the end of it. And be ready to bayonet charge. I don't care. But do not go into their Luciferian night without a fight. You stand up for the Lord Jesus. You stand for your family. You stand for your Bill of Rights. You protect your property. And don't let anybody tell you any different. And if you think that there's going to be all corrected in the elections, let me give you a little tip. The Luciferian Democrats will steal it again. Do you not understand that? Ladies and gentlemen, go out tonight and prepare. Get you a little something extra. Do it methodically down your preface. Find Santa with the founder. Use your high tech company to strike foes against the enemies of the Lord. Redneck, Rangers, I know you're ready. You're still out there. I know you are. Mickey LaFleur, Mickey, you're a dead eye on 338. Hunter, you're out there 1,300 yards. See if you can get the banana. Road and track, little elf. Mind your mommy and daddy. Great, fantastic. Find the studies, book studies as well, and Muay Thai studies, and Indian tricks. Ladies and gentlemen, may the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. Good night. Ooh.